Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we have a great show. I'm a huge fan of Stacey Ladislaus. I remember in the 80s, her songs were phenomenal. They just hit me at the time. I don't know, whatever I was going through. But anyway, the heat is on in Jersey. And when I say the heat is on, I mean, we literally turned the heat on. It's starting to get a little chilly. I was actually questioning, I can't believe the heat is hot already. But anyway, it is almost November, so, and I think this week's supposed to be chilly too. Oh no, we're doing the weather on the show now. Anyway, we got a great show tonight. Stacey Ladislaus, I can't wait to speak with her. Before we get started, I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Barfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kittnersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Keys for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Oco Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's sake, The Observer in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and our new family member, GenieBottles.com. You can get yourself an I Dream of Genie bottle by artist Mario Della Casa. He does fabulous work. Oh, my God. They're gorgeous. He's doing I don't even want to say the wrong thing here. Go to GenieBottles.com and check it out. They're doing a special. He's doing something on Facebook. I know that. And you need to share 100 shares. If you're one of the people who share, I believe he's going to pick, I don't know, but he's selling a bottle for $99, but it's not for everybody. It's just for a select whoever. Go to the website and check it out. It's GenieBottles.com. I'm sorry. So anyway, I was feeling, I guess, a little melancholy today or whatever. I was posting like crazy, all kinds of crap. So we've got, what's today, the 25th? How many more days to Election Day? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, like 8, 9 days to Election Day. So get out and vote, please, if you haven't already. And I'll be going to the ballot soon myself. Well, I finally got my, I finally received my ballot. I was hoping I was going to get it. I didn't receive it, so I finally got it in the mail. But, yeah, and while we're waiting for Stacey, I just want to tell you we flew together. Really quick, we're doing two special broadcasts, believe it or not, with rolling in on October 31st at 1 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern. Pardon me. We're going to have Bobby Lugosi on. Now, he does reviews of horror movies, classic movies. It's going to be cool. And so that's going to be great. And on Sunday, November 1st, we're going to be having a special broadcast as well. We're going to do our regular show at 7 p.m. with Valerie Vinette. And she has some amazing stories about the monkeys. And at 12 p.m. Eastern, coming to us from the U.K. is Martin Barr. He's Jethro Tull's guitarist. And they're releasing 50 Years of Tull. And that's going to be a cool conversation. And then also, I just received in the mail, we have Kit Lively on Wednesday, November 4th, at 8 p.m. Eastern. He sent me, he sent me his new book, Twisted Tongue, Jokes, Comics, Facts, and Tongue Twisters. And that is autographed, I believe. Yeah, it's autographed. We're going to be giving that away to a lucky caller. And Matt is from Mad Magazine. He's not only an artist illustrator for the magazine, but a writer as well. And he autographed a Mad Magazine. The subject is Mad About the Trump Era, but Error, E-R-R-O-R. I love Mad Magazine. I used to read it. My brothers had it, and I just used to love the artwork. I mean, they were so good. I couldn't believe it. I haven't seen a Mad Magazine in quite some time. I tried to get my kids hooked on it, and I don't know. I guess they weren't up on the times at the time, so they kind of didn't pay too much attention to it. But I enjoyed reading it when they were reading it. So anyway, we've got those autographed for you guys. And then also the 28th, we've got Patrick Oster on, and he's going to be giving away an autographed copy of his new book, The Obituary Writer. And I believe it's a thriller. I mean, based on what I saw, I mean, I have to really delve into it to know more. And then following Patrick, we have the fabulous Lucy Arnaz is going to be on the show. I'm so excited to have her, too. I'm excited to have anybody on. I love chatting with you guys, and I definitely appreciate all you guys that call and listen, and my guests and the sponsors. You're all wonderful people, and I just love it to death. I'm going to give Stacy a call because she's running late, but I believe it's because she's out to dinner. It's her husband's birthday. So how about what's today? Let's be kind, folks. I'm going to play Be Kind for you while I call her. I don't want to leave you with dead air. Hang on one moment. I hit the wrong button. I was looking at the phone and picking a song for you, and unfortunately, I hit the wrong song to play. I gave you the intro. So Stacy is not available at the moment, so I'm going to wait a little longer. I know she had plans, and she was going to work it out the best she could to get here, so I apologize for the delay, but I'm sure she'll come through, and so I'm excited to talk to Lucy Arnaz for sure, and Patrick as well, Oster, and we're going to be giving away a lot of good stuff. I've got a great book autographed from Catherine Lee Scott from Dark Shadows. What a cool book. I hate getting this stuff because I want to keep it. I really do. I love getting it so I can give it to you guys, but I want to keep it. I mean, I love it. And then we've got Blue Gorilla team coming on, Robin Rose, Roby, Rosencrantz and her husband. They're going to be discussing their new movie, 36 Husbands, and I love the song to that. It's really cool. And what else? Oh, Tom Bruckner's. Oh, my God, on the 11th, Veterans Day, we've got a group coming from Hawaii, and they've written this song about America, and I love it. It's great, and it's really good, really, really good. And the fact that they're coming all the way from Hawaii, it just boggles my mind. And also Martin Barr from Jethro Tull, he's going to be calling us from the U.K., so that's pretty cool. And we did have Taco call us from Germany as well. So, you know, they're calling us. We're happy to have the call, that's for sure. Stacey Lattisall, give us a call, y'all. Come on, girl, give me a call. Let's get the show on the road. But I hope everybody's well out there. And I had to wet my whistle. Sorry about that. Hope everybody's doing well. The colder weather is starting to set in, so now we're going to stay inside a lot more, which is good because, you know, this the virus is supposed to peak up again, and, you know, everybody let their guard down a bit, and we're going back to where we were when this first started. So let's try and make sure we wear a mask, stay away from people, and do the best you can. I came up with a great idea for Thanksgiving if you're having company. We're trying to decide what to do, and I don't know what to do, to be quite honest. So I said, well, if we do, we get the house is fairly big enough to have in one area one little family, because each family is like maybe three or four people between husband, wife, kid, whatever. And in one section there, another section another family, and another section another family. And I was thinking about going to the dollar store and buying everybody their personal tongs. So whatever they touch, they're going to use their own tong. So what did I say it was? We got the tong going on. So I think that might be, I don't know. If it's nice out, we could put the tents up and do it outside. But, I mean, for now, it doesn't look good. But in any event, we are still waiting on Stacey Lattisall, so I hope you guys are all well, like I said, and we're getting ready to go on to another work week. I know that's thrilling to hear, right? And, well, I don't know what to do, if I should hold with Stacey, or I could play some music if you guys want. I really don't know what to talk about when I'm by myself. I don't want to talk about politics. I thought I could talk forever. Don't want to talk about that. The weather, we already touched that, because really there's nothing going on. It's cold. It's getting cold, put it that way. I don't know if it's going to, anybody know if it's going to be a good winter this year? I hope not. I mean, bad? I hope not. I hope it's not going to be a bad winter. I hope it's good. And hope, again, everybody's staying safe. So while we're waiting for Stacey, I'm going to play Rick Ryan's Willie the Kid. That song was great. I know you guys liked it. It's a tribute to Willie Nelson. Hang on 1 second, and I'll try Stacey again. Hang on 1 second.
Ain't many out there who don't know all the facts behind a Willie show. Back when sequin suits and Acme boots were fine, back when movie shows still cost a quarter, when greasy ducktails were in order, back when you rode crazy for Patsy Cline. Yeah, underneath them tailored tweeds, you were an outlaw from the start. You helped to feed those folks in need, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you helped to see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did. Willie the Kid. With Johnny, Waylon, you and Chris, the highwaymen just couldn't miss.
Pepper Towns Van Zandt singing that Marie. Like a sliced fox that's running wild, you can say that you're God's problem child, but your music ain't no problem to me. Well, beneath them braids and hippie beads, you were an outlaw from the start. Planting seeds and living free, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you help us see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hit. It's all about what you're doing, done and dead. Willie the Kid. If a song you write comes from your soul, you just let your feelings take control. Then you go right back on the road again. You told the truth for over six decades. With Neil and John, you launched Farm Aid. For years, so many hearts have found a friend. You're out there helping those in need. You were an outlaw from the start. Now fighting greed and smoking weed, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. Always saying you're right down to the bone. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you help us see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you're doing, done and dead. Willie the Kid. Willie the Kid. Willie the Kid.
I'm no country connoisseur, but I think that's great. I'm telling you, the songwriting, the lyrics, I mean, he touches on everything in that song. I mean, every part of Willie's life. And I can't wait for Willie to hear it. He's got to hear it. Wouldn't you rather hear a tribute song about you while you're still here than after you're gone? I mean, wow, you know. Well, I think we're going to have a problem with Stacey tonight. I know she had plans. She was trying to get us in here. Hopefully we could reschedule, but I'm going to play Love on a Two-Way Street, and hopefully she'll come and join us while we're listening to the song. So let's check it out. One of my favorites. It's a remake, and she did it so well. Hang on.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Wasn't that great? Oh, I love that song. It takes me back to a moment. And I wish I had Let Me Be Your Angel. I'd play that, too. I love that song. Well, sadly, folks, for me, for sure, unfortunately, it doesn't look like Stacy will be joining us tonight. I hope everything is well. Like I said, I know she had plans, and she was trying to make it her best to get here tonight. So if anything else, we'll reschedule. So, again, we've got some fun stuff coming up for you. And I apologize for Stacy not being on with us tonight. I am so sorry. So coming up on Wednesday, the 28th, Patrick Oster, author, giving away his new book, autographed by him, the obituary writer. And then following Patrick on the 28th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, Lucy Arnaz. Oh, my God. Can you believe it? And on the 31st for Halloween, Bobby Lugosi. He reviews on horror movies, classic films, and he's got a YouTube channel, and it's really good. And on Sunday the 1st, Valerie Vinette, and she has the monkeys, so that's going to be cool. And actually, same day, on November 1st at 12 p.m. Eastern, coming from London, we've got Martin Barr. And he is a guitarist with Jethro Tull. They're releasing 50 Years of Tull, and that's going to be so cool. And I'm excited about this, too. I mean, I'm excited about all you guys, so. Kit Lively, he's a illustrator, artist, and writer for Mad Magazine. He's got a new book out, and we've got two gifts to give away for you guys from him. Lovely, lovely, I want to keep it, autographed copy of Mad Magazine and his new book. So that's pretty cool. And on the 8th, we've got Blue Gorillaz coming on with their new release movie, 36 Husbands. I love the song to it. On the 11th is going to be fabulous with coming from Hawaii, this great band. Oh, God, what's his name? Bobby. His name is Bobby also. I don't have it written in the calendar. He's coming on with a new song that he's written for America. And hopefully by then we'll know who the hell the new president is, too. And we will be taking the 15th off. So that's, we're going to take the 15th off. So that's, we're taking the 15th off. I need to do something. Anyway, then we got Tim Bruckner on the 18th. He's an artist. He's designed album covers for everybody under the sun. Also a sculptor for Marvel and all the superhero jazz. And then on the 22nd, we're going to do a special for JFK. We've got Rick Ryan, who wrote a song for JFK, and also Buffy Ford Stewart. She knew JFK, and also Bobby as well, and a lot of Bobbies this month, a lot of Bobbies. And then Coco Dolenz is going to be on the 25th. Coco is Mickey's sister, and she, believe it or not, I'm not going to give it away. I'm not giving it away, but she has sang with the monkeys. I'll leave it at that for now. To find out more, you got to tune in. You're going to be surprised. I was so surprised at that. And Buffy Ford is going to be on, and she is also has a lot of monkey background for us, too. And I believe Tim Bruckner also has some John Lennon stories to tell us as well. So that should be pretty cool. He was there the night at the Troubadour when everything went to hell that night. So thank you again for listening. I apologize. You had to hear me ramble on. And I'm very disappointed. I was looking so forward to talking to Stacy, but we'll get her back. We'll get her back. And so thank you to our listeners. I appreciate it. Thank you to our sponsors, the High Barn Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kidnersville, Pennsylvania, KWB Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break for Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. We have T-shirts and free food for them. I'm going to start giving them away. The winter's coming. I don't know if, I believe they're all season long. Yeah. And our new member to the family, GenieBottles.com. Get yourself a I Dream of Genie bottle. And you go to GenieBottles.com and get them there. And Mario De La Costa, the artist, he's also the artist of, remember H.R. Puff and stuff? I can't think, the flute, what was his name? Somebody help me out. Oh, what was his name? Jimmy was the boy. What was the name of the flute? Or maybe I have it backwards, so I don't know. But in these crazy times, folks, be kind to one another, and we'll check you out on Wednesday, right? Yeah, Wednesday, the 28th. Take care, everybody. Have a good night. Bye-bye.